I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Let's keep rolling. What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? It is Thanksgiving. Is it come out on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, today is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving,
everybody. The year of the Lord. Yeah. Well, yeah. Is Thanksgiving canceled?
As like a concept?
Still, yeah.
I think we still got it, but it's probably teetering.
It's going that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be. It's the last year. It might be your last year.
This might be the last one. That's hilarious to think
That's
about.
Like, I would say if you're on the internet arguing about that, it's a loss.
Just the fact that you're there arguing about that?
On either side.
Yeah, I
would agree. On either side, it's a loss.
Yeah.
Well, it means this. And you're like, well, it's problematic because this. Like either way,
yeah,
that's a L.
Yeah.
Take that L, go home.
Eat your potatoes.
Eat your potatoes. quick before we the potatoes hit right. Before we get started, we just came from Greenville, North Carolina, South Carolina. I got an unbelievable story to tell you about the show.
Bump into my brother.
Wild story. No, did I?
No, you didn't.
Was I supposed to?
No.
The week after Thanksgiving, we are going to Los Angeles. Five shows all sold out. And then the weekend after that, we're going to Miami, South Beach. A couple tickets open for that.
Did you strategically schedule warm weather stuff as it's getting colder?
Dude. That's nice. I'm not trying to. I went up to Dayton last week. I go, what are we doing up here?
Yeah.
Why are we here?
This should have been a June date.
Yeah, dude. Why are we in Dayton? Like some of those cities are like in the summer, or just like Grand Rapids. Just in the summer, though. Is that where you're from?
That's where Andrew's from.
In the summer, it's just unreal.
Yeah.
Chicago in the summer is unreal.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go like, dude, come October, you're not going to be seen here. You're not going to see your neighbors until April.
Yeah, no. I make my parents come down here for the holidays
because
New England's a no-go.
You got to. We're off for the rest of December and then January. And then we start back on tour February. Bowling Green, Kentucky, Cincinnati, Ohio, Saginaw, Michigan, Indianapolis, Indiana, Shipshewana, Indiana, Grand Rapids. And then in March, I'll just read you February, March. In March, we're going to Grand Rapids, El Paso, Midland, Texas, Shreveport, Fort Worth, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Cleveland, Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee, St. Louis, and Fayetteville, North Carolina. A lot of those shows are sold out. A lot of them still have tickets left.
Lovely.
You know what they do? You know where they have tickets?
Where?
Ticketmaster.
Oh, really?
Dude. Yeah. I hate to see it. Ticketmaster is Ticketmaster's going through it.
Yeah.
Ticketmaster's getting it.
Have you dove in?
A little. Okay. Have you?
Also a little.
Okay. I have thoughts.
Okay.
Do you want to go or should
you
I go?
I'll follow you.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm on this from both sides because I buy a lot. I love my parents. I think, instilled this in us when we were little. We didn't have money.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a lot of material things in terms of new cars or houses or clothes, but we always were at stuff.
Cool.
Always going to live things.
Mm-hmm.
And I always remember going to Braves games. I remember going to symphonies. I remember going to the Nutcracker. I remember watching a lot of things.
Yeah.
A lot. And I never knew how we quite really had those. We never had money.
It's the magic of good parents.
That's going to taking us to stuff all the time. And I would argue that's why I'm a comedian. Because I go, I want to be up there.
Uh-huh.
We have like a, I'm going to start like a foundation. And my passion would be getting kids to go to stuff.
Cool.
Because when you see it live, you remember the first time you ever like went to something? And you like sat where you like, yeah. Whoa.
I don't know if I remember the first time, but I remember times.
Yeah,
for sure. Impactful.
When it's on TV, it's like that's
yes.
That's other than. But when I first went to a set, walked down to the court for like the Atlanta Hawks, and I saw how tall those guys were.
Yeah.
I go, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this is different. Anyway, so I buy a lot of I still value that now.
Yeah.
That's probably from my parents. Respect. I forgave him. You know?
That's cool. Love that.
Yeah.
Practice what you preach.
Yeah. And I appreciate when my parents instilled that in us, going to experience things. And I regretted, I was probably in college, maybe high school, when Michael Jackson died. Mm. Maybe I was in college. And he was about to go on a world tour. Mm-hmm. And I regretted never going to see him.
Yeah.
But since I've seen Kobe Bryant.
Yep.
I've seen Steph Curry. I've seen LeBron James play.
Yep.
I've seen Tiger Woods play. Like all the best, all the greats. And Roger Federer just retired, and I regret not going to ever see him. You know?
We were just talking about that this morning. We were just talking about sports and how many like legends are leaving their sports now. Like Brady's almost done.
Yep. I've seen Tom Brady play. I've seen Peyton Manning play.
Yeah.
I see like the top of the top.
Yeah.
I remember when I lived in Denver, Colorado, I went to spring training or training camp or whatever, and Peyton Manning, like the Broncos were in disarray, and Peyton Manning had taken over the reins. And you walked out there, and you got, that guy's in charge.
Yeah.
That guy's in charge.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever been in a room like that with somebody?
Yeah. Somebody just commands
the attention.
And that
was on a field. That guy, if you didn't speak English, you didn't know what football was. And you were like, that it's that guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that is.
It makes you feel good. It makes you be like, all right, we're gonna be okay.
We're gonna be okay.
That guy's got it.
It's odd. I always tell the story of when I lived in LA, I went to City Church, Judah Smith's church. Judah Smith's like one of those like celebrity pastors.
Yep.
Love him to death, by the way. Good friend of mine. Not good friend of mine, I don't want to overstate that. Friend of mine.
Yeah.
We have exchanged texts and we are friendly.
Cool.
I like that guy a lot, and I like a lot of his sermons.
Cleared up.
We were all sitting there, and Justin, it's like the Savant Theater, maybe seats 1,500 people. Justin Bieber walked in, and I immediately felt good. I did. I felt good.
Yeah.
I go, there's no other place in LA that's cooler than here.
Yep.
And I don't know what that is. I just felt like I was important.
That's star power, man. Like, that's what that is.
I guess that's what that is.
You just come in and it's like, I now own this room. I did nothing but walk into it, but I own it now.
And everybody else, by default, is also elevated.
Mm.
At least I felt that way.
It rubs off on everybody else. Yeah, because it was
like, we were all in LA and we're like, oh, there's so many, like, you know, fun, like, parties or clubs or up in Beverly Hills, or I bet there's other hot spots.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not.
Right.
We're at the hottest spot.
Yeah.
We're it. This is it.
How crazy to be that guy that wherever you are is
you're the
hot spot.
Yeah. Yeah. What year was 2016?
You could argue that might have been peak Bieber.
Yeah, 2017. You didn't? Yeah.
You would be sitting down and you would see Bieber
walk
in and everybody would be like,
like kind of a hush came over and then
it's just a Bieber, that's just a Bieber, that's just a Bieber.
And then if he didn't come, he's like, let's get out of here. You're like, what are we doing here?
They're like, but the spirit showed up. They're like, yeah, but Biebs didn't, so I'm out. Sorry.
Yeah, I hate to see it. One time I was walking down into like the I was walking down to the front, one of my buddies was down there, and I came around this corner and Justin Bieber walked. There's like a lot of people in there and he's trying to get by and he goes, excuse me, bro.
Nice,
Justin Bieber on my right shoulder.
And that's why you haven't showered since.
This shoulder.
Wow.
Justin Bieber touched me on this shoulder.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's been in my Tinder bio ever since.
Did you frame the shirt?
I've never been on Tinder. Yeah. But it's an interesting feeling, no matter
Justin
what.
Justin touching your shoulder?
No, dude. I mean, yeah, that too. Yeah.
So Ticketmaster.
Yeah, Ticketmaster. Okay. So here's my thoughts on Ticketmaster.
Run it back and kind of brief what happened.
Okay, yeah. So Taylor Swift has been out of the limelight, not out of the limelight, but out off social media, making new music and doing her own thing, as legendary Taylor Swift does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to look you in the eye and say I have nothing negative to say about Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
I like Taylor Swift.
Sure.
I like Taylor Swift a lot. I like her music. I like how she carries herself.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her. Now, I don't like the women kind of losing control. Like you get control of yourselves, you're 30. Like, this is a little embarrassing. You have children in school.
Mm-hmm.
And you're having a meltdown, like full meltdown. Like, It's a little embarrassing. Mm-hmm. But if I could have that effect on fans, I would.
Sure.
I would absolutely. So I got to speak in turn here.
Yeah.
So Ticketmaster was supposed to have this on sale for this, like, the biggest tour in a long time, right?
Yep.
And Ticketmaster was like, we got it. We're in charge. We'll do the pre-sale. We'll have the code. You'll email to get the code. You'll wait in line. We just botched the whole thing.
Yep.
It's from what I did. People waiting 8 hours.
Over 2 million tickets.
Sold?
In the first day, it says.
Yeah. And then it's just too much for the website. It crashed. Then there's mm-hmm. no public on sale. All these type of things. Mm-hmm. Everybody's mad, right?
Yep.
And they were like, this was kind of an embarrassing thing. We need to hear from Taylor. We need to, you do? Well, you got a staff meeting super quick, like at 10:30. You need to be in the conference room. Okay, yeah. Bethany? We need to hear from Taylor. If she only knew what we were going through on her behalf. What? Like, you got bills to pay.
I don't understand what is the problem. Like, that's what I don't think I get. How does the site that is built to do this?
What is the problem?
How does it?
Bad Bunny's been selling a million tickets a day for
like, how does that crash?
How does it? There's a lot of people like the man, and then they blamed her. They blamed
that's
her.
The second part. Like, what does she have to do with anything?
Yeah, tough. It's tough to blame Taylor Swift for that. Well, we I'll say. In artist world, I saw this one guy. He was like he's like a comedian that, like, literally no one likes or knows of. Mm-hmm. And he, like, tweeted at Ticketmaster. He's like, yeah, we're having a lot of problems, me included. I go, okay, all right, dude. Okay.
Don't lump yourself in there,
he's like,
man.
Me and Taylor are... I shared that with my buddies. You know, when you see one, you just, like, I'm not going to out this guy, but you just share with your buddies. Like, come on, dude. Yeah, that's my favorite.
Me and Taylor.
I
should have
said
issues.
That. I'm having Ticketmaster issues too. I was like, yeah, it's because of Taylor Swift.
Tweeting
dude.
At Taylor. Hey, Tay, I'm thinking we could probably band together. And I know we're both on the same side of this here.
That's like, whatever, like, obscure backup quarterback and Tom Brady's like, together we've won 7 championships. Yeah. Yeah, he won 7. He won 0.
Yeah.
Well, you're both like
you took 3 snaps.
Have
bro.
You seen memes like that? Like,
yes.
Together, this duo has won 7 Super Bowls.
It looks like so they paused. They basically Robin Hooded the whole thing. Yeah, they shut it down because the site was crashing.
Yeah.
And so then people were only able to get tickets through resale, and resale tickets were like $5,000 or more.
Yeah.
And some people bought them.
Which is, okay, so what people are, we don't have to get into the news of it.
Sure.
Everybody's already seen it. But so Ticketmaster is in essence going to get a fee twice then.
Yeah.
Because they sold them to the scalpers.
To the original buyers.
And then the scalpers put them back on there.
Right.
Like, if you went to my Ryman show in Nashville was sold out, mm-hmm. but you could get on the secondary market and there was like, tickets for $2,000.
Yep.
But the reason why the artists hate that, because none of that money's coming to the artist.
Yeah.
And what they're saying Ticketmaster might have done is send, because if you go on I just had a pre-sale 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. An artist pre-sale is you want to give, so there's an artist pre-sale, and then there's a venue pre-sale, and then there's a promoter pre-sale. So there's a lot of, like, so the artist pre-sale sells out. Mm-hmm. The venue's not sold out.
Just that
the
batch
pre-sale,
of-
so they give you these 400
or
800 sold out on the pre-sale.
Yep.
The show's not sold out.
Right.
So then the venue does a pre-sale. Mm-hmm. So like if you're the Ryman, you have your email list, right?
Yep.
You're hundreds of thousands of people. And if you follow the Ryman, you're on that pre-sale list.
Yep.
You hear about it. And then the promoter has a pre-sale. So he sends it all the radio stations, all the local. So in essence, people want to see how these people get into your show.
Mm-hmm.
And who's getting credit. If John's selling them all from his social media, then we need to stop doing,
stop letting them sell the tickets. We'll take
it. But a promoter takes a significant amount of money.
Right.
So we need to know who's coming in here.
Yeah.
So if you look on my route map, or not the seating chart. Mm-hmm. Here, you do that?
Yeah.
You look at the seating chart and it goes, these ones are unavailable.
Mm.
That doesn't mean that they're bought.
Oh, they're just in another pre-sale.
They're in another batch.
Got it.
So you look at it and it goes, it's all white. And I was explaining to Lydia, I go, well, these aren't sold. These are just reserved for the other thing.
Right.
Now you get a couple months out from the show and now they're all available and now you can kind of see what you're doing.
Interesting.
But the pre-sale's tricky like that.
Yeah.
But what I said is, you know, there's a lot of people that like hate on mostly capitalism. Mm-hmm. And capitalism has its faults.
Sure.
But what capitalism is great at is Ticketmaster is a company. Now, unfortunately, it's hard to get away from Ticketmaster because a lot of the Ticketmaster, they're venues.
Yeah.
You can't play the Ryman without Ticketmaster. They own the venue. They have an exclusive with the venue.
Oh, wow. I didn't know
that. So a lot of the venues have, you have to go Ticketmaster to go there. Because Pearl Jam tried to get out and not do a Ticketmaster, and they had to play like at a county fair and like literally in a field.
Because all the venues were Ticketmaster venues.
So you can't play anywhere without Ticketmaster, which that's why they have such a hold on.
And that's why people are arguing that they're a monopoly.
And they bought Live Nation also. Yeah. So, but here's what happens. Let's take taxi cabs. Mm-hmm. We're wildly underserving their customers. Mm-hmm. That's all we had for a long time.
Yep.
You'd have to call them the night before. Remember getting a taxi?
No.
Dude.
I've never gotten a taxi.
You really haven't?
Never.
Okay. When I lived in Denver, like you have a nice parking spot, like it was a downtown area, you're going to call a taxi. Mm-hmm. They're going to take you to the airport. You're just to the airport. Okay.
Yep.
You're going to call them the night before. There's going to be someone, there's going to be someone in broken English on a switchboard. Mm-hmm. Hello, what address are you at? I'm at 745 Main Street. I would like to be picked up tomorrow morning at 4:30 a.m. So I got to go to the airport.
Yep.
Sounds good. See you tomorrow.
Great.
And you got a flight, by the way, that you need, and you're standing out there in the snow.
Yeah.
Waiting. You don't know what it looked. You're hoping it's yellow, but it could be one of those minivans. It could be a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And you haven't heard from them in 12 hours.
Yep.
You can't call back and say, is it on the way? Am I still in the queue?
You can't pick up your phone and see where they're at, if they're getting closer or not.
Is he 15 minutes late? Should I call? Should I go wake up my roommate? Should I leave it? You're just out there.
Yeah.
You ride in it. Smells like cigarettes.
Right.
The ride, you can say, I need to go to the airport. He could take wherever he wants to take. He starts the thing, may start it, may not start it. They came on later when they had the ticker, so you could both agree with the price. Because mm-hmm. before that, it's just like, it could be $50. It could be, you have no idea.
So would you just bring a whole pocket full of cash?
Yeah, and you had to pay cash. And if the guy who started smoking cigarettes, if he played loud music, there was no recourse.
Yeah, it's his car.
You couldn't call and say, I didn't like the guy.
Yeah.
So,
and there's no five-star rating system.
Yeah. And he can rate you either.
Yeah.
So you could throw up in the back of there and say, get me out. There's no, and so, but that was going on mm-hmm. for how long? For as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
Prior, if without a friend, cars, that was the only thing that existed.
Dang, man.
And what happened was they were underserving customers
yep.
for so long. Somebody mm-hmm. goes, hey, you know what we should do?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's other Elon Musk type people out there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. And he goes, hey, you know what we should do? We should make an app where the car, if you have one, you can give people rides. You can track what kind of car you want, where it's going to go, when it's going to pick you up, how far it is to you. You can sit inside, watch TV until it comes to your door.
Yep.
It's going to be here in 4 minutes. Get out there. It's already the temperature you want.
Yep.
It's already the music you want or don't want.
They don't talk to you if you don't want them to.
If you don't want to. He takes you right to the place. You're tracking it on your phone. He's tracking it on his phone. The exchange happens. You rate each other. Mm-hmm. If he does bad, he doesn't work anymore. If you do bad, you don't ride anymore. Mm-hmm. And then everybody goes, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is unbelievable. And then what happens is the taxicab unions come petition at the airport and say, you need to keep the Ubers out of here. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, it's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late.
Toothpaste is out of the tube.
It's too
late.
You should have thought about this 20 years ago.
Yeah.
When you were underserving
people.
You're
just mad you guys didn't do it.
Yeah, you're mad you didn't do it. But what about all these drivers that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's a casualty. It's not a casualty of capitalism. I was going to say it is, but it's not, because more people are, it's better.
Yeah.
No one can agree that that's not better. And if you are a taxi cab driver and you can switch over to being an Uber driver, you can go Uber Black, buy a better car, and you can make a living that way. Mm-hmm. You get, yeah, That's what's going to happen to Ticketmaster.
Yeah, it has to.
No, it's gonna.
Yeah.
And but the people like criticize capitalism, like, but there's gonna that's what's gonna happen.
Yes.
And somebody's gonna go, I figured out a better way. And then everybody collectively is gonna go, thank you. You've been doing this to us for 20 years.
Yeah. These tickets, it says, I'm reading more into this. It says some of them are priced right now. I don't know if they're selling, but some of them are priced at about $28,000 a ticket. So a lot of room to come in and undersell the entire market.
A lot of room to come in. And also a lot of Ticketmaster just getting kickbacks. Like that, just like the fee on that is got to be $3,000.
Yeah. And they love that.
Love it. John Oliver. Dude, John Oliver did I watched a thing on Ticketmaster. He does his Last Week Tonight or whatever it's called. He did. He said one time there was a ticket for a Monster Jam. It was like $16 and the fee was $17. Like so they're like this is 100% fee.
Yeah.
But like they tried to regulate with that you gotta be transparent with like the fees and like you can't add up.
I don't know how successfully, but I know that they've tried to get through it and at least make it more transparent about what you're paying for, what that fee actually is. But
it's
like,
come on, man. It's become a meme.
Yeah.
Once you become a meme, it's over.
You're on the clock.
Yeah.
Once someone's working to get you out of there.
You know what I thought? We're going to probably get to this later, that Liberty documentary.
Yeah.
Like, somebody goes, oh, you know a meme, you know a documentary is about to be wildly journalistically irresponsible, but riveting when it starts like this. And the guy sits down and goes, do I sit here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that?
Yes. They try to play it like it's all like, organic.
And he goes, should I sit here? Yeah. And he goes, what camera do I look at? He goes, I don't know if I'm ready to do this. And the guy behind the screen says, are you ready? Like it's a meme now.
Should I sit
it's
here?
It's a meme now,
there's
like, dude.
There's one chair in the middle of a 14,000 square foot warehouse.
Yeah.
And he goes, is this, do I sit in this one?
That's why I said the thing about Saturday Night Live a couple weeks ago about like they were doing like girls during fall.
Yeah.
I go,
yeah.
That's already a meme.
Yeah.
Like we're already on the other side of that.
Yeah.
And that's what that Liberty documentary did. Exactly that.
Do I sit here?
He goes, I can't believe I'm about to say this. I'm like, dude, you signed a
Hulu deal that you negotiated for a year and a half with 14 different networks competing for your script.
You got a backpack full of cash right now, dude. He's like, this is my worst nightmare to take. I go, it's not, though. It's not because you signed the deal.
Yeah. You know what was your worst nightmare? Yeah. What the documentary is about. That was the nightmare. Did you miss that part where you live that? Did you see? Maybe you missed the. We'll send you the doc when it comes out. You can relive it.
I love this podcast so much, dude. I feel like I used to say these type of things in like this is the platform for these type of conversations.
Yes.
I used to not, it was kind of coming out sideways in like my bits or like my stand up.
Mm-hmm.
This is the medium for these discussions. Dude.
Well, it's the conversation you have sitting on your couch at home with some buddies. Like that's what that is.
That's what you're like, oh, this maybe wasn't for the stage. Speaking of, dude, I got to tell you this one story.
Yeah, go, please.
I'm going to put this on the internet because we recorded it.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right. So somebody, I was in the middle of the show. Mm-hmm. Somebody brought me up a gift like in a box, like a very small like jewelry box.
Like a ring box type thing?
Not a ring, but it was more flat. It was
a little more rectangle.
4 inches by 4 inches and 1 inch tall.
Got it.
Wrapped.
Yep.
And a Red Bull. And one of the waitresses brought it to me on the stage, which if you work at I'm in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
Very, that's weird.
Is this early in the set, late in the set?
Pretty early in the set.
Okay.
Weird. Okay. She brings me up the, everybody that is at the show is going to be listening to this podcast. We need this broken down. I didn't bring it with me. I forgot. I'll send you a video.
Yeah. We'll splice it in right now.
Yeah. Okay. So, I was like, that's a weird thing to send up here. But I go, who sent me this? And some girl's like, hey. And they were like, I'm not going to open this. It's just railroading the show completely.
Yeah.
So I put it on the stool, go on with the show. Then there was a guy that was like 30 minutes later laughing so hard in the show, he passed out and was unconscious, went forward, smashed his head on a chair and fell out.
Oh my gosh, man.
Just like he, and he like, his wife was just in hysterics, like, what's going on? This guy, like, she thought he was, and it was a whole scene.
That's insane.
I've seen so many wild things. That's why live stand-up,
yeah,
you're like, I watched the special, I got it. You don't.
Mm.
Go there.
Mm-hmm.
This is like an hour. I am a comedian, but like, go.
Yeah.
See it live, because it's more.
It's like you were talking about going to basketball games.
You're
same invested. Thing.
You're in it. You're yeah. there. Like, if you're on TV, you're kind of like, say, like, I just watched the USA Wales game. Yeah. If I was there.
Oh, yeah.
I would be unconscious. Dude. Yeah. Anyway, I was unconscious watching it. Yeah. And I'm a, yeah, on the other side of the. Anyway. So then we're doing a couple more minutes later in the show, and a leaf comes down.
Is this an outdoor show?
No. Okay. It's inside. Okay. Greenville, what are y'all doing? And I go, are y'all pranking me?
Yeah.
I go, so many weird things have happened. And I go, this is like, I go, honestly, I kind of want to open that gift now. And everybody goes, do it. Because yeah. it's just sitting there like teasing us
yeah.
for like an hour.
And at this point, you're already off the rails. You might okay. as well.
Yeah,
in.
It's already way off the rails. It's already off the script.
Yeah.
So I go, I'm going to open this, but I'm going to open it towards y'all.
Nice.
So I don't see it and have a reaction. I'm going to open it towards. It's like
showmanship.
We like to do that here. Like, just tell it to me live.
Yes.
Okay. I open it, and it is an AA chip.
Okay.
And I'm 3 years sober.
Yeah.
So it's a 3-year chip.
Wow.
I go, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. And everybody goes, oh, and I go, I've been 3 years sober. It's like, that's so kind of you. And it was with the Red Bull. I go, oh, it's a.
Nice.
Okay. Got it. Then.
I knew there. I'm waiting for the other.
Then, I wouldn't obviously tell that story. Yeah, it's boring.
Right.
I turn the 12 steps. You know what the 12th step is, right?
Yes. What the 12th step is?
You know,
no, I know what they
you know,
are.
The 12, yes, but, yeah. You know, give yourself life over. You're powerless. Help others. God is going to make amends for your past. Live in unity. All these stuff.
Et cetera.
Right. Look up the definition of the 13th step. Just look up 13th step definition. And if you're not in the recovery community or have been in and out of it, you wouldn't know what it is. But if you're in it, what does it say?
13th step. Urban Dictionary, you think? What is the 13th step?
No, 13th.
Step?
AA. Go to AA 13th step. Oh, there it is. Yeah, read that right there.
That's it right here?
Yep.
The act of 13th stepping is when a more experienced member of a 12-step group, man or woman, pursues a romantic relationship with a new group member. In early recovery, new members of a 12-step group should always look for and use the strongest foothold to remain sober.
Okay. So I turn the coin over.
Mm-hmm.
And it says 13th step ? And has a girl's number on it.
I just found another definition that says it is starting a sexual relationship with someone early in recovery. That is that is known as 13th step.
And this went from the kindest,
the sweetest, most awful,
benevolent, thoughtful, encouraging gift to like, oh, this woman wants to take me down. All the way down.
Oh, this is a trap.
Yeah, this is a trap. And I'm opening this publicly on stage. And it just became unhinged.
How is that so common that it's a thing? That it's called the 13th step?
That's
crazy.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, you trying to get on the 13th step? It's like, you know, in like every subculture has their own type
for
language.
Sure.
That's
unbelievable.
And I go, it just went completely unhinged.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, do y'all like, this is what's going on out here. And I'm very publicly like, I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like I got like, I can't, what?
Are you guys listening to me?
Yeah. It's just like the. But those are the kind of things that are happening out there just on the daily.
That's incredible.
On the daily. This is the wildest thing I've ever. So anyway, I try to, like, I'm still performing.
Right.
So I'm trying to, I go, this is unbelievable. I can't believe anyone would be so disrespectful to, like, just come up and do this so blatantly. Anyway, it's just, you gotta get on with the show. And everybody started dying, dude. Like you have to get out of it like that. There's no other way. And I'm thinking to myself, you don't want to be, of course, disrespectful to your relationship.
Right.
But I go, if that's what's funny.
Yes.
If my girlfriend did that, I would be like, that's a good
joke. Yeah, it's funny because you wouldn't.
It's
that's
a great
why it's
joke.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it's a great joke.
Right.
Yeah. Nice. We had a good time in Greenville.
I'm still curious where the leaf came from.
I don't know where, anywhere, any, and the guy was fine. He came to the meet and greet, and the girl came to the meet and greet too. The girlfriend, the 13th step, she was, they had a good sense of humor,
nice,
about it.
Yeah.
She, I think she's like, oh, she's, everybody just being, having a good time. But
yeah,
my goodness, it's wild out there.
Dude. And the guy was fine, you said?
Yeah, he was fine. He's like, dude, I'm so sorry. I just like, he was like, I was laughing so hard and I felt like I couldn't get air. I was like, this is the highest compliment I've ever
received.
You were
like, do you want to put that quote on the front of my next special?
I was like, dude. And then somebody else said they went into labor. Not into labor, their water broke. No. At the show.
Dude,
their water broke.
Greenville's wild.
Bro, if this is like the wildest announcement for, this is the wildest commercial for my live shows.
Yes.
But they're unhinged.
Yeah.
In the best way ever.
Yeah.
You're like, this is the wildest. This is, if it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
But if you kind of grew up, like if you like the things that you're like, I would put my show up against anybody's.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Thanks for coming, everybody. Let's get to, what do you want to give us some news? We got to read. We got to
read. Why don't we do a read real quick? Yeah, we got to talk about something that we love.
Scaped up, bro.
Man.
Get yourself scaped up. Manscaped. On with us. I trimmed up. I'm on the full. What is the one they sent me?
You got the, you have that platinum package, the 4.0, the lawnmower 4.0. That one's crazy. You know, and didn't they send you the nose and ear hair one too?
I got that one. I haven't used that one yet.
Okay, cool.
I don't, well, Whitney, who cuts my hair, she does my ears and it's a little offensive. She goes, you need to, I go, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she'll probably be thankful that Manscaped.
I got my own. Manscaped, you know what I was thinking about Manscaped? By the way, manscaped.com.
Yeah.
And promo code NETPOSITIVE, 20% off anything you want for Christmas. And free shipping, right?
Yes.
By the way, ladies, get your, listen, there's some things that if you get yourself, your man, he's going to be like, hey, I'm not using this. Mm-hmm. I know what you're trying to do. Get me a hammer. I'm not going to build a deck. Okay. You get me a miter saw. I'm not going to build you a table.
Yep.
Okay. You get me a treadmill. I'm not going to start running. You get me Manscaped. I'll use it.
Oh yeah,
and I'm gonna tell you as a man, I would not be offended by that. Mm-mm. Would you agree with that?
It's fantastic.
I would not be offended if somebody like it's like somebody getting you like a one of those electric toothbrushes.
Mm.
They're, oh, it's my. You're like, no, this is just the do it.
It's
like
just
this.
Good for you.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's. I'll say too, they've expanded a ton. Like they started out with just stuff that was meant for like below the belt men's grooming.
They got it all.
They got everything now.
Good, that's a good Christian way to say that.
Below the belt like men's grooming. Yeah. That's how they say it.
There's a lot of other like literature in here that I'm like, I'm not saying that.
No, but they got 2-in-1 shampoo conditioners now. They got deodorant.
Oh, they got it all.
It's all types of stuff.
They sent me that. They're gonna send me that.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I like about Manscaped?
What?
Is that it's like Uber. It's like they're the biggest one in the business. Mm-hmm. Kleenex. You say, give me a Kleenex.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a tissue.
Right.
But Kleenex is the one.
Right.
Uber. It might be a Lyft. It might be like, no, call an Uber.
Yep.
That's the one.
Yep.
Hey, I need to get Manscaped.
Yeah.
Like, there's a bunch of ways to do that.
Yep.
That's the one.
You got to go to the best.
You got to go to the best.
You got to.
Manscaped.com, promo code NETPOSITIV.
20%
off. What is that? All your everything you order, 20% off. Guaranteed shipping by Christmas. I just made that up, but that's probably true.
If you order today.
I mean, it's like.
Go order today.
Yeah. It depends on when you order. Use the promo code NETPOSITIV. Let's get in the news, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, lots going on in the news.
We got a lot going on.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Well, Taylor Swift was kind of the news already. But
a little news there. What do you want to hit next? Do you want to go Twitter or do you want to go World Cup?
Oh, let's go World Cup first.
Okay, cool. Okay. So World Cup kicked off Sunday.
World Cup.
And
in Qatar.
And that was in Qatar.
In Qatar.
And they kicked that off 2 days after they announced that, just so y'all know, there's going to be no alcohol at this World Cup.
Whoops.
Yep.
No alcohol.
None.
Dumb.
2 days before kickoff.
R.I.P. R.I.P. to the Saturdays are for the boys, guys.
The world freaked out. Because
anyway, that's for everybody. Not just for us. That's for everybody.
Yeah. So they were saying like you can have alcohol pre-game, post-game, no alcohol in the stadium unless you're in like one of the like executive
rich people?
Boxes.
Tough,
so they can get it.
Tough, dude.
Yeah. Do what you want when you pop it.
Do what you want when you in the executive suite. Okay. Yeah. You're sitting level. What did they say? Like, hey, like section 101, fine.
Yeah.
301, no alcohol. They need it more.
Yeah.
That's like a... it's tricky. I've never really thought about this. Like, do you think... I've always just thought this, I guess, growing up, that because I've been on a bunch of mission trips. I've been to probably 20-plus countries.
Yeah.
I always just thought if something happened, like, they'd Black Hawk down me out of there.
Yeah.
Didn't you always think that?
Yeah.
Like when you were a kid, they were like, if I'm caught, the U.S., which is like, would come.
Get in.
They would hear that I'm there.
Yeah.
And that I was being like improperly detained.
Yeah.
And they would come get me.
This is before you had notoriety. You're talking about as a kid.
As a kid. That.
Yeah.
I just thought, if I get in any trouble, like even if I get like roll my ankle. Like. I don't know
get
why
the Mayo Clinic.
I don't know why I thought that.
Yeah,
because that's not true.
That's American arrogance. That's what that is.
Most. But I always live like that.
Yeah,
I go. I don't know. There's like a disagreement, or like you like break like a rule, or you like out past curfew or something. That's mm-hmm. not. It's fine here. Or you like. I remember in Morocco that I walked down the street and held hands with this a man.
Uh oh.
That was like a. That's like a. Guy friends do that.
Yes.
And I was very uncomfortable, but he grabbed my hand. Yeah. And we kind of like, and I was like trying to get out of it. But I remember walking down the street with this guy in Morocco holding his hand.
Yeah.
And that's like a thing there.
Just what you do.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
But this.
That's a great question. Did you interlock fingers or was it a palm to palm?
I was paws, not claws.
Nice. Well said.
Paws.
Very nice.
No, claws. Pause.
Pause.
Yeah, I was pause. That's what they say in youth group. Pause, not clause. This is, this is fine.
Is it just the intersection of the fingers? Is pause. A little too much
yeah,
sexual
this is
tension?
A little bit. This is, look how much skin to skin contact.
It's the
is.
Friction, isn't it? Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah.
You would hold. Yeah, that's that'll get. It's gonna get
just
somebody
too
going.
Much rubbing.
I remember the first time I did that.
Held hands.
Yeah.
I used to hold hands with my girlfriend in fourth grade at recess every single day for the entirety of recess.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see you doing that.
Yeah, dude.
1,000%.
Yeah, my friends would come over and be like, yeah, we would like sit on the bleachers. They'd be like, yo, you want to come play like football? And I'd be like, nah.
Can we play Foursquare?
Yeah.
Nah, dude, I'm holding hands with Bridget, bro.
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Yep, spelled the biblical way.
Oh, yeah, Rebecca with an H.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, so
no beer at the World Cup.
If you sneak in a shooter or fireball, you're getting Brittany Griner'd.
Oh, you're gone.
They're grinering you.
Yes,
dude.
You're gone.
You're Griner'd.
100%.
Yeah,
that's
terrible.
So there's like the U.S. Embassy in Qatar has also put out now this cultural considerations list.
Oh, I love this.
So that specifically for the World Cup, so that Americans in Qatar can brief
know
themselves on this and be like, hey, these are other things that you should probably be mindful over there.
Okay, what do you got?
Well, there's simple things
and
like.
This is just the U.S. saying, hey, when you go over there, try to do better.
When you're over there, you're not over here. That's basically what they're saying. Like, you're not at home.
Yeah, you don't know the rules.
No home field advantage
here. Yeah,
you're on their turf, so play by their rules.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, you can't spit on a cop. I'm just like, you can kind of like, unfortunately, you can disrespect cops here.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
Well, I don't support that, but you can be very disrespectful to police officers here.
Well, funny you should say that, because the first point that they have
is
First Amendment protections of the U.S. Constitution do not apply to U.S. citizens outside of the U.S.
Yeah.
Activities like protests, assemblies of large groups.
Does it say that?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm reading. This is verbatim. Religious proselytizing or advocacy of atheism and speech critical of the government of Qatar or the religion of Islam may be criminally prosecuted in Qatar. That's the first thing they say. Is like, hey, everything that you like love about America, you don't have that over there. So
hey,
just
super quick, like just like everything that you are here, like don't do that over there.
Yeah.
All the things that you are, don't do it any.
Hey, you know everything you've built your identity around?
Yeah.
That's now off the table.
Your whole social media feed, don't do that.
It's criminal activity there.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
Your every post is your rap sheet.
Yeah,
that's what
they're gonna go like. What's your name? Yeah. What's your Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So you can't tell somebody about Jesus.
No,
you can't say it.
I mean,
yeah,
based on this, I wouldn't.
Yep,
I'm not trying to go to prison.
All right. What's this?
It goes on to talk about like more simple things like traffic accidents and tickets are treated very seriously over there. Road rules are different, and then it goes into dress codes. Both men and women have to cover their shoulders, chest, stomachs, and knees.
Men and women?
Men and women.
Okay.
Leggings must be, like anything tight leg leggings need to be covered by a long shirt or dress.
Yeah.
It talks about medications. Some medications are illegal. And then it gets into some more serious stuff, like sexual intercourse outside of marriage is illegal in Qatar. And pregnant women must present a marriage certificate to receive prenatal care at medical facilities in Qatar. So they take it to the whole next step. Homosexuality is straight up criminalized. Journalists, including independent content creators and vloggers, need specific visas to, like, you can't just go filming people. There's all the TikTok shows that we see in the streets of New York, they don't have those in Qatar.
Nope, they don't have any of that.
And then obviously alcohol and drugs are no-nos.
Okay.
So this is your briefing for the World Cup.
But have fun.
Enjoy.
Yeah, go out there, kids. Good luck.
All the things that you enjoy about
changed it for me, I guess, is the Brittany Griner thing. Because she's like, now she's in like a penal camp or something. Like something, now they're just messing with
us. They're just showing off now.
Like, hey, but do you go, like if they're like, John, we don't have any recourse. It would be like, I don't know, can you get like Kim Kardashian to tweet about me or something? Like some kind of like, but if that's... That's how different countries work, right?
Yes.
If you are in there, like when somebody comes here, we want them to follow our rules.
Yes. And that's the point that this guy made. This, I believe he plays for France.
Oh, the soccer player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hugo Lloris, French captain, was going to wear a rainbow armband in support of LGBTQ. Sure. He says this: when we're in France and we welcome foreigners, we often want them to follow our rules to respect our culture. And so I'm going to do the same thing when I go to Qatar, quite simply.
Yeah.
Basically, dude, treat others the way you want to be treated.
But like, I don't know, because you come to like this American, like I feel like some of the talk that I've had is like, everybody needs to learn their lesson. People, you know, kids need to be spanked when they're kids. You know, all the protesting, leave them in there. Like, that's kind of my... angle on this,
right?
You know, like, that's right, everybody needs to learn a lesson. Oh, the kids didn't get spanked when they're little and now they're protesting,
right?
Like, there's no consequences to like behavior.
And
you can always kind of talk yourself out of things, and like any press is good press, because you're like, even if you got in trouble for like making a TikTok somewhere, it goes viral, and then you're like... But that scares me to death.
Oh, this is terrifying.
That scares me to death. Yeah.
It's people are making a bigger deal about it too, because in 2014, when the World Cup was in Brazil, FIFA told Brazil, you are going to change your federal laws that ban alcohol sales at stadiums.
Yeah.
Because alcohol is a big part of FIFA culture. And they did it.
Really?
Yep. And so now people are looking at Qatar and being like, oh, well, we're not going to tell them what to do.
Yeah, like, so the Brazilian, you go, there's South America. It's a little more, we get their culture more, not totally, but we're a little bit more.
It's closer to ours.
Yeah. Sure. Like, we listen to Bad Bunny. That's probably, he's not from down there. No. Where's he from?
Puerto Rico.
He's from, that culture is very like, amongst us, there's Brazilian people live here.
Yeah,
we like that. We speak that language. Yeah. Like, you watch, when you watch like that like pregame, and there's like people in the full
garb.
That's a foreign's the only way. Foreign, not in terms of like negative, but like foreign and different. That's foreign concept to me.
Totally.
We don't know
many Qataris.
I don't know them. Yeah. And that's the fairest way to say that.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
It's unfamiliar.
It's for unfamiliar is like when you say like, he's not homeless, he's experiencing homelessness. That's about, you said it.
It's the PC term for it. Yeah.
It's unfamiliar.
It's an unfamiliar culture.
So you go, who is it? Like, anybody, for the most part, I would run into in America, I go, let me talk to him. I will work it out. You know, like that's not because of any kind of racial, they're not around.
Yeah.
Where I am, it's just a very specific part of the world.
Yeah.
I went to Kuwait.
Nice.
I went to Kuwait on a USO comedy tour.
For the troops?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, it was unbelievable. But
how was that?
Wild. Everybody in Kuwait. No one has a job in Kuwait. Kuwait's a small country, surrounded by huge countries that are anti-American. Kuwait is very pro-American because we save them during Desert Storm. So we have all our bases there. Mm. Kuwait's this big.
Yeah.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran are huge. And yeah. we have all our tanks and everything there. So Kuwait's like, but nobody has jobs there.
How?
They have oil. The government gives everybody like 200 grand a year.
Get out.
Those numbers might be wrong, but there's like, I saw like a couple Lamborghinis like wrapped around like telephone poles and just like sitting there.
What?
There's so much money. So much money.
They have 4.3 million people there.
Ask like the average salary for a government salary of a Kuwaiti. Yo, this is a net positive, dude, because people are learning today. Yeah, I don't think nobody works. They just have a.
I read a book about the Saudi prince would just like take, he would like buy Lambos.
Yeah.
And would just like race yep. them out into the desert.
Yeah.
And then they would just get picked up in a helicopter and,
yep.
and leave the Lambos in the desert.
Not uncommon. Like, not uncommon. Yeah. They're just like, there's so much. Everybody is like grandfathered into the money. If you're born in Kuwait, of a Kuwaiti family, mm-hmm. it's just like next level.
I can't find it, so somebody can fact check us if they want to try to pick that up.
But that's the same with the Live Golf Tournament. Mm-hmm. Is that people are piping off on the because everybody's saying the civil rights and human rights issues that the World Cup shouldn't be in Qatar,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Now let me also say, when the World Cup agreed to go to Qatar
in 2010.
12 years ago?
Yep.
Okay.
That was when they won the bid.
The landscape is different.
Mm-hmm.
The social landscape, first of all, social media is 50 times more robust.
Mm-hmm.
You know about things in other countries. You know about the world has become bigger but smaller.
Yep.
And rights and things like, but not there. Like in China, they don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get on the... look up a movie theater in China to see what, and they can't find it. The internet, they don't yeah. have everything.
Yeah.
Gosh, this makes me so mad for everybody here, dude.
Mad for everybody where?
Nah, here, let me find you this tweet because the Elon Musk thing.
Yeah. Well, we're going to Twitter next.
All right, yeah. All right. We'll
good segue.
All right. Will we finish? Let me make sure we finish this topic.
Yeah.
There was like everyone was going to wear the LGBTQ like armband.
Right.
Okay. I feel like anyone in that community is going to think this bit is funny.
Okay.
These words have never come
famous
out of my
last words.
Yeah, famous last words. If you're not in this, community, don't respond. Don't respond on behalf of them saying you're mad. I have a niece that is very, stop, save it. Okay, save it.
Yep.
Is the,
I'm sweating, dude.
So am I. Hold on. You know how like in the NBA, let me just first say with breast cancer awareness.
Yeah.
With the pink.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
That it was like, let me get like the first time I ever saw it, they had a pink, like towel.
Yeah.
And then it started to be like pink shoes.
Right.
Then you see pink wristbands.
Gloves.
Then you see pink gloves. Then you see pink on some of the uniforms became, maybe the patches were pink. And then I've seen pink on the helmets.
Yep.
And then I talked to a friend that I know personally very close. This is his wife is overcome breast cancer, and she hates that month.
Interesting,
because it's just PTSD
reminder
of all the like. And she's like, all this money doesn't go to where it needs to go. It's just a big handshake. Everybody's like,
it's a show.
It's a huge show.
Yeah.
And we talk a lot about that on this podcast.
Right.
It's very performative, very virtue signaling. On the dollar, Susan G. Komen, like 90 cents goes to like just their administration.
Right.
And like whatever. I don't know the numbers.
Sure.
Okay. That being said.
Big buildup.
You
here
know
we go.
How. No, I always mess up the buildups. Your brain is small.
Yeah.
That's a throwback from last week.
Bro.
That was tough. So remember during COVID with the NBA and they had all those things on the back of the jerseys,
it was like
education reform.
Yeah.
And if you go to the look at the NBA jerseys during COVID, NBA yeah. social justice jerseys.
A lot of them said Black Lives Matter.
A lot of them did.
You can the NFL helmets have them on the back.
You can kind of choose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's you don't have to look that up. We got it. And okay. then there was in the, in the, like, on the back of the NFL end zone, it's like end slavery.
And or, racism.
And racism. Sorry, and yeah. racism. Yeah. It's like they're like the avocado is like, yo, let me get in there. Like, yo, can I get in there? What you got? A sandwich? Let me get in there. What you got? A breakfast bowl? Yeah, let me get in there. What you got? Yeah, let me okay, what do you got? A juice? Like avocado juice. Let me get in there. Mm-hmm. The people in the community, I don't know if they're petitioning for the bans. Mm. That's just like a, oh, you're not wearing the, because like remember like in the Tampa Bay Rays,
yeah,
they were wearing the Pride Month jerseys, mm-hmm. and the six guys go, we're not doing that.
Oh, I didn't even know about.
Yeah,
this.
There are six guys on the team that go, we're not doing that.
Wow.
And they I don't know if they got cut from the team or I don't know, but they go, that's okay. Like they just like every like if we gave them like carte blanche, mm-hmm. do whatever you want. They were like, what extent would it, like end slavery or end racism in the back of the end zone? You're like, that's what did it for us.
Yes.
And I'm not saying it's not helpful.
No, of course.
But they just like,
you're saying if you're going to try to make change, make change.
What do you got? Hey, what do you got? World Cup? Let me get in there.
Yeah.
What do you got? Armbands? Let me slide in there. Mm-hmm. What do you, hey, let me, yo, can I get some shoelaces? Mm-hmm. You know, like that, the people that are on the front lines of the change are the breast cancer doctors are kind of like, yeah, that's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
That's get, kinda, like, get a doctor's yeah. take on that.
Do
like,
they?
How do you yeah, feel
yeah,
about
yeah,
that?
Yeah. They're not, they don't, they, yeah. Or people that people like that breast cancer perspective is not ever shown. Mm-hmm. He's like, I this month is just that it's a terrible, horrific. People in this podcast, me, have lost people that you love to breast cancer.
Yeah,
is that the way? Is awareness mm-hmm. like they're like, yo, let me get in there.
Yeah.
Oh, like if they had the run, they took the jerseys, then they took they're wearing. They're like, where does it? Every other seat is like a rainbow seat. Like it takes, it's like, it just keeps like, yo, what do we got over there? Let me get in there. And then Qatar said what?
For?
Can't do that.
Oh, they said you can't wear that band.
No.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh. Yeah, it's our country.
Yeah.
We can't, and I disagree. I would disagree with that. I think if you have a stance or a premise that you like to promote and the organization is good with it, then.
Yeah.
They go, nah, you can't do that. And then they're like marching. You're like, what are you fighting?
Yeah.
The country? Are you mad at what?
Right.
And then they say, well, I'm not going to go to Qatar. We're like, well, are you going to watch it? Where is the, yeah. We feel like we come back to the same thing every weekend in this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where does it end? Yeah.
I don't know. But the good news, Budweiser has pledged that the winner of the World Cup will get all of the beer that they weren't able to send to Qatar.
That's a win.
So that's a big win for whoever. I mean, stakes have been raised.
Hold on.
That's what
that is. The winning country gets all that Budweiser?
All that Bud. And it's a picture of a giant, we'll splice it in, but a giant, warehouse of beer.
So they were going to, what are they going to send that over there on a plane?
It has to be, right? Like, it's got to be an aircraft carrier.
Or it's got to be a cargo plane.
You think so?
Well, Budweiser, they make Budweiser over there.
You think they manufacture Budweiser in Qatar?
Well, no, in Middle Eastern countries, that's
I bet they don't.
Yeah, they don't. Not Budweiser.
So you think they just got a giant refrigerator plane? They have to.
How do they get that over there?
They have to. I mean, it's got to stay at a certain temp.
You know what I'm thinking in my head right now? Is that we should do a bit on what countries would be the best and worst to receive the alcohol, but that's going to be across the line immediately. Like Ireland, they don't need more alcohol.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, Ireland doesn't need more alcohol.
Yeah.
There's some people that were like, if they got it, we... Remember, maybe is Canada in? They're probably not in.
I don't think Canada's
not
in.
They could use it. That would have been a good one. Yeah, Canada. Yeah. Canada needs it because they've been
locked down.
They've been locked down up there. They need some Budweiser. Yeah. Who do we need to make friends with? What countries are against us?
Ooh, interesting.
Russian? Did they decide they're out?
Are of they the in? World Cup?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think.
I think
playing.
They decided they're out. At least I know in the Olympics they weren't allowed to, right? Yeah. That's a slippery slope. Figuring out who can play based on their moral code.
That is wild.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who gets to they're play? Banned.
Russia's banned.
Yep.
From what?
FIFA banned them from the World Cup.
Russia is.
Yeah, yeah. FIFA banned them.
This what about North Korea? North Korea?
I don't think so.
They're banned, right?
Yeah, this is a list of all the countries FIFA has ever banned from the World Cup.
Oh, wow. There I didn't know that. Yeah.
So apparently it's a lot.
Russia.
Russia's
one.
Oh,
this is, they get like a reinstatement.
Kenya and Zimbabwe.
What do they get banned for?
Governmental interference.
Of the issue. Okay.
By the way, there's still controversy that Qatar bribed their way to winning this World Cup back in 2010. That was the drama before all of this.
Yeah,
other stuff
why happened. Else they don't even have an airport there?
South Africa.
I mean, they have an airport, but they're like, it's a, like Qatar, like, they should, you should have it in London or not Moscow, but like Tokyo, where there's like
infrastructure.
Yeah, where there's a Holiday Inn, where there's a Marriott.
Do you remember when I think it was South Africa got it? They won it and hadn't built the stadiums yet.
Yeah, none of them. Yeah.
They're just like, yeah, they'll be ready.
They're like, we'll make them. Yeah. Where was it?
Imagine buying anything else like that.
Nah, we'll make it. Yeah, see this piece of land.
Yeah,
we're gonna put it up out there.
Yugoslavia, Chile, Indonesia, Kuwait.
Put it in Brazil. We can all get down there. Mm-hmm. The world can get there, and the world can have a ham sandwich, and the world can stay at a Holiday Inn. That's what you need.
Yeah.
It was going to be in Morocco one time. Because I went to Morocco, and it was they were trying to get the bid. And I'm like, this, you can't have it here.
Oh, wow.
But Qatar, I think, is like Dubai.
Half the...
Isn't it?
I believe so.
Qatar is like...
They got money. And they cannot hide it.
We get it.
It was a weird showing on Sunday, too. Sunday's game at halftime, Qatar was down by two and playing terribly.
Yeah.
And like half the fans didn't come back after halftime.
Really?
They just left. Like the fans or the stands were super empty.
Qatar said, oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
They're like, mm-mm.
Well, you know, it's funny. We were watching the game today and we were like, all those people in like USA, like jerseys, I got like, I think that guy's from Qatar that's paid. He didn't look like American.
They just sent him.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we need some actors. We need to fill this place. If you get 40,000 people, pay them a couple hundred bucks a game. Go in there, put on paint yourself red, white, and blue, and cheer.
Entire tournament is like Truman Show. The players have no idea. Like they've just manufactured this whole tournament.
They run into
experience.
A wall and they open the door and go out. What the? It's like in Omaha. Weird. Yeah,
that's crazy, dude.
All right, let's wrap this. Let's get to Twitter.
All right,
hold on. Do we need to? I
think we put a bow on that.
All right, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I need to discuss. Oh, should we go to the Liberty?
We
got
to circle back to Liberty. You want to hit that first? That one's. We should hit that.
Let's hit that.
All right.
Okay.
So the documentary.
Well,
is...
Let me just say why this is important for my audience.
Go.
First of all, I'm very deep in this community.
Yes.
This evangelical Christian community, and what I've heard that what Notre Dame is to Catholics, that BYU is to Mormons. Liberty University is for evangelical Christians.
I think that is very fair to say.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've performed at Liberty University multiple times, and they've been very kind to me. Jerry Falwell Jr. himself and his wife. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, I've told you stories about my interactions with them that I'm not gonna say on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not.
Mm-hmm.
Because private things that become public, that's like the currency these days.
Mm-hmm.
But for people, like I think about private conversations becoming public, you know, it's like, well, that was like, you know, in the football coach in the locker room, he's like these, and then it becomes public.
Mm-hmm.
This is a conversation that was meant between private and it becomes public. Yep. And in the people, the cancel culture people are, I wouldn't even say that, but a lot of people are like, everything out. We need to expose everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's conversations that have in every business, in every family, in every social circle that goes, we're having this conversation. We don't want to have it around the kid.
Mm-hmm.
This is about the husband or wife, or this is in a business, the CEO is having a conversation with the executives. It's not for the employees, right?
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
I would say that I'm trying to always go back to like the Bible, if that's like your like a source of truth. Like I bet Jesus had private conversations.
Yeah.
That were not meant.
He was human.
And but he was also, according to the Bible, sinless.
Mm-hmm.
So if he goes, if Paul comes in or maybe not Paul, but let's say Matthew, the apostle, hypothetically.
Yep.
Hey, you're doing all these miracles. Do you want to go to Samaria or Galilee?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, well, like the lodging is probably not like great over in like Samaria. And like last time we went there, there was kind of that like ruckus with the thing. And like, it'd be better if we just go to like Samaria.
Galilee was
it's better for you just go to Galilee. Yeah. And like, there's probably like, but like, if the Samaria people hurt, that's not okay. So he was that those conversations had to have happened.
Had to.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Conversations that were in private, that were about other things that were not sin, but they were like, that's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And what everyone wants to do, and I've been on the other side of it, is like, well, that conversation was private and it is now public.
Yes. And I would add color to what you're saying in the sense that like not what you've told me is something that wouldn't benefit anybody.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Also,
like
yeah,
it's,
yeah,
it's not
it's
like
not,
if you
yeah,
shared
yeah,
that
yeah,
it would exonerate or you know what I mean? Like it just it doesn't like, add to the conversation in a constructive way.
Now it does in an entertaining way.
Yeah.
And it's in a, and like I'm not gonna add
no,
to that.
No.
But they're also we shouldn't say that if somebody was like if the mayor of Nashville was like, I love Nashville. I can't believe this city is amazing. And then like privately, it's like, I hate this place. I'm just like using it for money. And I'm just trying to like use the clout.
Yeah.
You would argue that probably.
That should be shown.
I mean, everything needs to be public. Is just, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yes.
To just put everything
it
out.
It can't be everything. No.
Even conversations that business-wise or personally, they were like, hey, you talk like. One of the best possible joys of being in a relationship, I'm just going to say this out loud, is when you have shared a perspective with someone and you can go to a dinner or you can get in the car and be like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Gosh. And the best is when you're so in sync that you can just shoot them a look.
That is the best. And I would argue, oh man, there's nothing better than that.
Yeah.
I would even go a step further that you know, like, someone is a certain type of way and they your spouse knows that and you kind of like egg them on a little
yes,
bit.
Dude, yes.
Gosh, that's horrible.
And they're looking at you like, come on, dude.
That's gotta be one of the best. Or you go, let's say somebody's having trouble with their, you know, in-laws or their siblings or someone, and you go over and you go, oh, I know exactly how this car conversation is gonna go.
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't think
I know where the buttons are.
Oh gosh. And you can and that's like just like not. It's like, if you say, hey, I'm not going to work with this guy who shot the videos this weekend. This is not true, by the way. But like the guy who shot the video a month ago was not good.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And I sent it to my assistant. Hey, that guy's videos were not good. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and pay him, but let's not use him again.
Right.
And I sent that to him.
Tough.
I didn't, but
right.
Like
that
that's
would
a,
be tough. Yes.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, it's not, I wouldn't classify that as a sin, right? You're not talking ill of him, but that's not an appropriate conversation for you to have with him.
Agreed.
It's a done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good example.
Yeah. So I've had all these, I've had public and private interactions with both Jerry Falwell and his wife that are like, I go, oh man. I told you guys before this, but it doesn't. I've been on the other side of that.
It's not productive.
It's not fair.
Yes.
It's unfair to be like, well, I was saying that privately as a joke, not for you to.
Yeah.
And me use it for my gain.
Yes.
By the way.
It's also like hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah, of course.
Like you factor in then everything you've seen on the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you see something come out about somebody and then you turn around and start analyzing every interaction you've ever had with
this
them.
This all makes sense.
You start picking at stuff. And
yeah,
it's
some
like,
I remember some girl like went on a podcast like after I got canceled. She's like, well, he texted me at 1 a.m. and called me baby one time or something. I go, okay, save it.
Cuff him.
Yeah.
We got him. Put him away.
All right, so the documentary, basically, if you haven't seen it, The President, got in a very explicit sexual relationship involving his wife and another
a pool boy.
Yeah, that's disrespectful to call him a pool boy.
That's what he's been labeled.
I will say up front, I respect the kid. I respect the kid for putting his name on that and his face on that.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it was probably for a lot of money.
I was gonna get there. Yep.
Okay, so he gets in and goes, all right, let me just say,
yeah.
I'm not the guy to be taken by any kind of message. Like, as a very, what's it called when you go, a very cynical.
Yeah.
Very, very cynical guy of everything. I sit in the back of, like, sometimes it's detrimental in my personal and interpersonal relationships. Like in comedy, it's great.
For sure.
They're just trying to, we get it. You sit in the back of a church, at a Titans game, at somebody else's concert.
Yeah.
Listen to somebody else's podcasting. About everything. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend sometimes, hey, can you just set that aside a little bit?
Hey, can we just enjoy this?
So
it's Snow White. Just watch it.
So Jerry Falwell Jr., when he was like rising to prominence, I was like, I found myself being like, and like I made some jokes. He did that thing. Remember that thing about the guns? We can stop all these Muslims before they.
Yeah.
He said that.
He said, I have my gun on me right now on stage. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So I was doing a show there 3 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
And that whatever year that was, I had a New Year's Eve show there.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, as the comedian, I have to make a joke about this.
Do you ever have a joke come to mind and you're like, oh, for comedic integrity, I have to tell this one.
I have to, dude. I got to. Like, for the boys. Yeah. He's like, who's going in there? He's like, is there any comics? Like,
I have to go. It's a call of duty calls. I got to go.
The comic will, in a lot of ways, like, that was the court jester.
Yeah.
He was like, the king was like, oh, and the court jester goes, no.
Yeah.
And, like, you could argue, like, in the country music world, these jokes that we've made have kept them honest.
Accountable.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't want to. Okay.
Too authoritative. Sorry.
Yeah. So I made a joke. I go, I have to.
Yeah.
I'm the only, if I'm going to stay true to this craft, I got to make this joke.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, there was a joke about church league softball. There's something about church league softball. And I was like, you played all the other denominations. So it was like, you played the Pentecostals and you prayed for them and they passed out. You prayed for the Catholics, but they were all drunk by the time. Like, just dumb stereotypes. This is
nice.
10 years ago. I don't know, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Dumb stereotypes. And then I go, we played the Liberty School and
Jerry Seinfeld showed up.
We played Liberty and Jerry Falwell Jr. is like, here, take my gun. Like, just as a, not necessarily, just as a commentary on, it's not a great joke.
Sure.
But a commentary on.
That'll hit there, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, like it created a huge thing.
Was Jerry there?
Yeah.
He was there?
Yep.
Good.
And he came, he's come to shows since then. I did a show there in 2019 and he came to the green room with his family and his wife and we met him and we've exchanged messages and all these kind of things.
Yep.
So then you go, you were trying to present me that, Jerry Seinfeld was, Jerry Falwell. You're probably trying to present this leader, president, and I'm going, nah, I think he's just kind of roasting the general idea of, and then with this documentary, you try to present me this, and I go,
yes.
Nah, just that's just my default.
Yes.
You got this, okay, goes, this is the worst. The last thing I ever want to do is ever talk about this again. I was like, well, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true from day one. That's not true because you took $1.5 million. You probably took $3 million.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. And all these lights and all these cameras and all these microphones
and also
are
that's,
just for you to
and
talk
also
about
that's
it.
Fine.
Yes, it is.
That's fine. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to tell your story.
Yes.
And he's like, I go, from the beginning.
Yeah. My initial thought, because the way it was presented early on.
Yeah.
I felt like he was faking not wanting to be on camera.
Okay.
And then the moment they cut to his sister, who in my opinion had nothing to do with any of the story.
Yep.
Besides the fact that it's his sister.
She was on camera then
and had her own segments. And I was like, so this is a family affair now? We're just putting, no pun intended, everybody, we can get double the money if we put her in. You know what I mean? So I felt weird about it.
By the way, we are not in any way.
No.
Supporting any of the behavior?
No.
We're not letting anyone off the hook.
No.
We're not doing any of that.
No. And I want to say outright, I'm happy they made this documentary. I think it's a good watch. There.
I agree with that.
I said it.
I said, you know, with the way that if I stand up and say, I want to like to be a comedian, I'm opening myself up to, I also have to, that has to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are going to be a president of a lot of the criticism about me was fair.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, if he's performing in these churches, the story facts were secondary.
Yeah.
But that you are allowed to do that.
Yes.
And people watch it.
Yes.
That's what we're saying.
Go get your money.
Go get your bag.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of the details. Now you're trying to pitch me a story that I go,
Mm-hmm.
it was like this like a lot of the tie-ins to Liberty, about Liberty being like a segregated school, Liberty trying to keep black people out, Liberty in charge of January 6th. Like, yeah.
The last 10 minutes were
no, the last 30 minutes,
the most insane reaches I've ever seen in the documentary. Like, what else can we heap on top of this pile?
Throwing some raw meat into a shark, just like, hey, what else do you got? January 6th, I got it. Yeah. LGBTQ, I got it. Just like that.
Boston Tea Party, they did that too. 9/11, it was
them.
They
did that. Yeah. What? That's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
Those are all a little bit journalistically a gigantic leap.
Yeah.
There was a lot of things where, but we talked about this before. But documentaries are 2022's tabloids.
Yes.
The grocery store magazines. Mm-hmm. That's what a documentary. So they go, this boy tries to take down evangelical stronghold, Trump loving. I go, oh, I got who the good guy is and the bad guy. Mm-hmm. I got who the good guy is and who the bad guy is from the first sentence. Mm-hmm. And again, some of that may or may not be true.
Sure.
But a lot of the facts, there was like I watched the credits.
Yeah.
And there was like a fact checker.
Yeah.
I go, well, that person's not doing their job.
Who paid them? One side of the story.
It's one side of the story.
That's what it is. And if you watch, I think if you watch it, and if you watch any documentary like that.
Again, let me say, we are not endorsing or letting Jerry Falwell Jr. off the hook.
No.
We are absolutely not. And if he listened to this podcast, which he probably will.
Yeah.
When people were critical of me, I felt like it was honest, and you go, respect. Mm-hmm. That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
And obviously, when they say, if this news comes out, the pool boy said, if this news comes out, we're all screwed. Mm-hmm. And my only argument would be, no, Jerry Falwell screwed. Mm. You are not. You are a pool. No disrespect.
Yep.
This is not news. Mm-hmm. The pool boy gets flirtatious with some customers and goes up to the hotel. Like,
he's what makes the story sexy. That's
Jerry Falwell.
No.
Oh, he makes
the pool boy. Makes it sexy.
He makes it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The focus is
he is not screwed if the news comes out.
Correct.
Jerry is screwed.
Yeah. And ask me if I know what the pool boy's real name is. Nope. I don't remember it. I watched the documentary twice.
You did?
I don't remember his name.
The things that were getting a little hazy to me is how the real, if you haven't watched the documentary, it's not going to make sense. Mm-hmm. But how the real estate guy in Miami got the nude photos.
Yeah, I don't know how he got that.
Because he bribed him with
and
the
that's
photos.
That's what blew the whole thing up.
Yeah.
That blew the entire
that's
thing
a major
up. Like,
piece.
How does he get that?
Again, let me say, mm-hmm. we are not supporting those Christian, like, dumb tabloid blogs are going to listen to this and be like, like, people with their pronouns in their Twitter profiles are going to be all on this. So let me just say a fifth time, mm-hmm. we are not taking Jerry Falwell Jr.'s side.
No.
Accountability, if you're a Christian leader, needs to be in place. Everyone would agree with that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But I was almost scared into not talking about this because of that negative feedback. Mm-hmm. But I go, well, we should be allowed to discuss it.
Yeah.
Okay. There was.
Well, I now am of the camp of I'd love to hear the other side.
Yeah, I would love to.
Give me, you know what I mean? Like, Jerry, make a doc. I want to see
that's
it.
What,
like, I want to see both sides.
That's what happened to me. Mm-hmm. And my shows now are bigger than they were before mm-hmm. because they go, I was doing things that were not of the Lord.
Yeah.
And then they came down on me so hard. They go, well, that seems unfair. And then they started to take my side. Mm. They go, you can't, if we're doing this to everybody, everybody's done. Mm-hmm. We're all done. Mm-hmm. Going back in their privates that now again, some of that stuff was, and I know, like, some of this stuff just seems like you're an addict. Mm-hmm. You're just an addict.
Yeah.
And from the very beginning, when he went up to the room the first time, the pool boy goes, hey, If this is uncomfortable for you, or if you get jealous in any type of way, then we can, like, I go, oh, so both people have done this before.
For sure.
Both parties have been engaged in this before.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
You would never say that.
Those are vet moves.
Those are vet moves.
Yes.
Both of them.
Yes.
And you go, oh, I see. Okay. It's been going on for a long time.
Yep.
Got it.
Which is probably why it was such a successful arrangement for the 7 years that it was or whatever.
Got it. And that, yeah, there's a lot, like you kind of want to have like the, Christianity, you want to do some things that are like dangerous, but like a lot of criminals are like that. They leave kind of evidence behind, like hoping to kind of like
the serial killer thing where they're leaving clues.
Yeah. Cause that's like cops. part of the adrenaline.
Sure.
It's like they're bringing him into like chapel and into like on planes with it. They're not keeping that a secret.
That was wild when they started bringing him around the kids.
It's addiction. It's just addiction.
That's wild.
And let me also say, I felt terrible for the families.
Yeah.
Both families.
Yes.
Everyone involved.
Yes.
Everyone involved.
Yeah. It's messy. Nobody wants this.
Nobody wants it. Nobody wins. It sucks. Yeah. Horrible for everybody. That I should have said that at the beginning. I go, oh, you try. Yeah. It's tough for somebody trying to have a family.
Definitely.
Yeah. I hate to see it.
Do you remember when Hulu came out with a Firefest documentary in the same week Netflix came out with a Firefest documentary?
Did they?
Do you remember that?
Uh-uh.
If you haven't seen both documentaries,
okay.
I think it's a cool like thing because they're both documenting the same exact thing. They feature some of the same people, but they make it from two different angles. They're both pulling down Firefest and saying this was an absolute dumpster fire.
Yeah.
But they both attack it a little bit, just a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
I wish every documentary had
a
partner documentary that was another viewpoint.
Interesting. Yeah, Lydia works in the news and they go, like, if we're going to show the Republican for 30 seconds, we have to show the Democrat.
Right.
That's just like, we have to give equal to both.
Yeah.
But here's the problem with that is Jerry Falwell is not going to have a documentary.
No.
Because he loses.
Right.
I lose to tell my side it doesn't do me any good.
Well, and like we lost it a while ago. Documentaries used to be journalism when it was like the whole objective is to show both sides and let the viewer decide.
That's not what it is.
You're making a compelling piece and you're making a point and that's fine. I love watching
it. And entertaining.
Yes.
I liked watching it.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but if you can't, What we're dealing with kind of in this country a lot is if you can't watch something and be like, well, I don't agree with that. I don't buy that.
Yeah.
Or like everything of your guy, your politician, your pastor, your boss, you're 100% locked.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything the other guy says, you're 100% out on.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
You should watch that documentary and be like, I'm very sad for the people involved.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know about that.
Right.
Also, let me just say one last thing. First, let me say two things. Okay. The Trump thing was like, obviously made it bigger.
Made it relevant. Too.
Made it wildly relevant.
Yeah.
But in 2000, whatever the year that was, when did Trump get elected? 2018, right?
16.
Okay. And 2020. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's 2014. So they said in the documentary, they go, Jerry Falwell Jr. is going to give his endorsement.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to give his endorsement to Donald Trump. And if that happens, Donald Trump is going to run for president.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the other evangelical Southern Christian people are also going to endorse him.
Right.
Donald Trump could win the presidency. And if he wins the presidency, it was in the documentary.
Right.
If he wins the presidency, he is going to elect certain amount of, there's like retiring Supreme Court justices.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to elect a certain amount of Republican Supreme Court justices. And they, remember this?
Yeah.
And they are going to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Right.
That happened.
Yeah, that happened.
That happened exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know what to do with that information, but to go, well.
It makes you wonder what conversations are being had right now. Because it's the same,
that blew
it's
my
the
mind.
Same timeline.
That
like
blew
Trump's
my
running again.
Mind.
It's the same timeline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was, Jerry Falwell Jr. was very early to that sign off. He's a Christian.
Yep.
I don't think I totally agree. No, I don't totally. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay. Yeah, I don't.
I will not oppose you on that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I, and that that was the start of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that snowball, all of that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
He goes, if I give this recommendation, what's it called? My recommendation, not my, no. my
endorsement.
There you go. Thank you, Andrew. If I give my endorsement, this is going to happen, then 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 this is going to happen, and then we're going to overturn Roe v. Wade, and that happened.
Yep.
That is wild.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that...
And most people without this documentary have no idea who Jerry Falwell Jr. is.
Yep.
That's what I think is wild about that whole timeline.
Yep.
Is that means conversations are being had right now.
Yep. 100%.
With between presidential candidates on both sides of the aisle.
Yep.
With people that we've never heard of before.
Never. They were like, hey, and they're making back.
And they're making backdoor deals. To, yep. I mean, this is not that kind of podcast, but that's what's.
No, but 100%.
But that's what's going on.
That's and it's like wild. It's just wild to think. And also, I was going to say, what are you laughing at?
I was going to ask you where the net positive is here.
No, yeah. Oh, I got it.
We'll get there. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, Liberty University, let me just say, by the way, is absolutely thriving.
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 Through
dude.
The roof.
Liberty University is going to be, is bowl eligible.
Yep.
I shouldn't have led with that.
They have a kid playing quarterback.
Yeah, I should have led with that.
Tennessee Titans right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Liberty University, in terms of is every show I go to, I go, anybody go to Christian College? And people say Liberty University every single show.
Mm-hmm.
Every single show. And if you, it was painted kind of that Jerry Falwell Jr. was the lead. There was rumblings around there. I think Jerry Falwell Jr., if listens to this, would be, there was rumblings around here that he was not like his dad.
Mm-hmm.
His dad was the leader of the movement and like was very, and that Jerry Falwell was not him.
That's how the doc opens.
Yeah.
About how he approached it like a business. He didn't come out as a pastor.
That was very evident around the campus.
Right.
And Jerry Falwell, he's kind of like the figurehead, but he's a loose cannon.
Mm-hmm.
He's a loose cannon. He'll say stuff and he's like, he's just kind of, he's not a joke. He was, but like Liberty has, in some ways distanced himself from him and like they're it's not like it's crumbling.
Right.
It's the,
they're fine.
They're doing great.
Yeah.
They beat Arkansas. but
it's the barometer.
Yeah. I mean, they're in doubt. They own the whole city of Lynchburg.
Yes.
They got more students now than they've ever had before.
Yep. I'm sure it's, if you go to campus, they're building new
leaps
things.
Leaps and bounds. Yep. They got a merch collaboration with Balenciaga. No, they didn't have that. Yeah.
They fire though.
Yeah. It's almost like we took them down.
Yeah.
I go, well, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also like the connections with Liberty being like racist or like, The January 6th tie-in was just an absolute Hail Mary.
Yeah, they were saying that Jerry may have funded the buses that brought some of the buses. So
Charlie Kirk.
That's what it was.
Who is the turn? Their kind of thing there.
Yes.
But January 6th without the insurrection was it turned. So you're saying that there's hundreds of thousands of people down there in that mall.
Mm-hmm.
And then however they got into the Capitol,
yeah.
Like, again, I'm not taking a side on that.
Sure.
But that's just a very, the journalistic, I think here's the net positive.
Yeah, hit it.
Okay, is that we have to start watching these things and ingesting these things. And the people you follow on the internet and the people you follow, whether they're religious leaders or political leaders or pastors or friends, go, I'm with you there. I'm with you there. Not with you there.
Mm-hmm.
And the wholesale buying of any, that's how a cult happens.
Yes.
That's how a cult happens.
Yes. I think I would say it as the public needs to start owning content in the sense of not physically owning content, but like how we've talked about the, once you put something out, the public owns it, meaning they can formulate their own opinion.
They
kind of put the temperature on it.
Yeah.
Conversations like this are what need to happen after watching that. And if you're having those conversations, that's the net positive to me.
Yeah, 100%. And then if you could take either side of me
mm-hmm.
and build that documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Yep.
And you're like, I used to like follow I used to follow John, and then I don't follow him anymore. So I think he's like not doing comedy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we're doing great. But I do. I know. I follow a lot of people where I got either annoyed with them or whatever. It's just too much, and I stopped following.
Sure.
Them. And then they're like, "Oh yeah, they're at Bridgestone."
Yeah.
You go, "Oh, they're out of my world because mm-hmm. I remove myself from the world."
Yeah.
But they're still. They're bigger than ever and thriving.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with Joe Biden in the before the election. There was like my TikTok was all like, he can't speak. Mm-hmm. He like, he's falling over. He like can't put a sentence together. And then you're like, you see the debate. You go, oh, that was just my algorithm
right.
was feeding me. But the ingestion of 100% truth from a pastor, a politician. I mean, I know lots of people like this. Mm-hmm. I know lots of people that like this. Mm-hmm. They like everything. Not to like Kyrie Irving. Some of the like he comes from Kanye West. Mm-hmm. Perfect example.
Yeah.
He goes, some of the stuff. No, some of the stuff. I listened to a lot of Kanye West. What he says is I agree with that.
Sure.
And a lot of the things he says, I go, I do not agree with that.
Well, and that should be everybody.
I think that's too far. And I think that sows division and hate in this country. But I think that is great.
That should be how we intake everything.
Every conversation, every sermon.
Take away the good.
Every band.
Pick out the bad.
Yeah.
Find it. Identify it. Leave it behind.
And you move go, forward. Hey, I like the Titans. Well, one of the guys got a DUI. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. I don't like him putting other people in danger. As a whole, I don't think he should be fired.
Yeah.
I think he should lose his job. Mm-hmm. I still like to go to the Titans games. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you support drunk driving? What? No. What? And same with everything. You're like, well, I don't support the rules in Qatar. Yeah. Well, if you want to go over there, you should probably take some of them. I disagree with this. But if you live in a sense of conviction where that's too much for you and you don't go.
Yeah, the world is not black and white.
Yeah, that's the net positive.
Yeah.
Everybody's, yeah, you could be like, and somebody could be like, I buy it. There can't be anyone that says I buy that whole documentary.
I hope not.
There cannot be.
Either side. I hope there's nobody that goes, I'm with everything there, or and I'm
even,
against dude, everything
even in
there.
This conversation, mm-hmm. you could be like, I'm with that. I don't agree with John there.
Yeah.
That's fine.
When like, I'm sitting here being like, how do we sum that up? And it's like, no, I think we did. I think we summed it up as like, yeah, it's... Yeah, I see points on both sides.
Yeah, and this we said some things a couple weeks ago on the podcast that were I'm not even gonna I'm not apologizing for that. That you get crushed on the internet for certain things,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
and then you go, okay, yep. That's allowed. We never said that wasn't allowed. Mm-hmm. You can crush me on the internet,
sure.
I don't mind that. On the net, it's a positive.
I think so.
Hold on, if you come to the shows. Bowling Green. Let's see. What's that? February 3rd. Bowling Green, Cincinnati. I'm going everywhere. If you listen to this podcast, I got 40 tour dates on sale on Ticketmaster. Do we have to do that Ticketmaster ad read? I'm just kidding. What if we did have to? Yeah.
That deal's off the table.
Yeah, that's off the check. A bunch of people emailed the website and said on Adventures in Odyssey that I was wrong on the geography of the city. There's a lot of
that clip blew up.
Yeah,
a lot of people tagging people, that's being it. Like, "Hey, me too. I watched."
Yeah,
this
y'all didn't
also.
Know about. See, I knew that was a big deal.
That was cool.
I go, the Adventures in Odyssey is huge.
Yeah,
yeah. In our kind of homeschool subculture, that is huge. I think one of the main. I said there's a guy named Dr. Blackard, and he worked at the Electric Palace, but he didn't work at the Electric Palace. Jimmy Barkley's dad worked at the Electric Palace.
How dare
You're
you?
You're not even going to know what any
How
of that means.
How dare yeah, you yeah, get yeah. that wrong?
Anyway, we'll be back next week. Lucas, good night, buddy.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.